guests to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
In this day.
Yes, beautiful Monday.
May 3rd.
What?
We're in the fifth month of the year. 4 months have passed. The first third of the year is done, and we are entering in to the next portion of the year.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Somebody got to shout a hallelujah. I'm alive and well. See, I'm alive and well. We got to quit complaining.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I'm alive and well.
To proclaim the goodness of God in the land of the living.
So, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're alive, so we might as well live. And as Jesus said, life abundantly, life overflowing. John chapter 10, verse 10 says, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus has come so that we could have life and we could have it more abundantly.
So I'm going to live my life to the full until it overflows.
In the earth.
In the earth, right.
We know we have that expectation for heaven, but God's expectation is also for us to establish his kingdom right here in the earth so we could have an overflowing life, a miraculous life right here in the earth. We don't have to wait to someday in heaven. We could experience all the benefits of heaven right here in the earth right now.
So live my life to the full, till it overflow in the earth realm. And then I must live a life of satisfaction. So I live in a satisfied life, not a life of regret. And that's why we must make our day what?
Count. There's some things we have to give an expiration date to, and we have to get past. Go past those things. Give it an expiration date. If you're feeling weakness in your body, if you're feeling disease in your body, give it an expiration date. We have to give things an expiration date. If there's turmoil in your mind, give it an expiration date. We must do that. Just as the items in our refrigerator have an expiration date, and when they come to that date, it begins to perish, and we have to throw it far from us. We put it into the garbage can, which then goes into the garbage truck, and it's removed far from us. So give every infirmity on today an expiration date. I was talking to a coworker. She had a brace on her leg one day, and she's a believer, and she was just icing it. And I said, have you given that thing an expiration date? And we prayed. We said, today is the expiration date. And I never saw that brace again. From that next day forth, I never saw that brace again. And I saw her walking with her full ability all over that canvas. I never saw it again. So we must give it an expiration date. We know that during the plagues, when Pharaoh came to Moses and he was asking him to entreat God to end the plagues, specifically the one about the frogs, he said, when? Moses said, when? When do you want it done? And he said, tomorrow. And I always wondered about that. Why would Pharaoh say, get rid of the frogs tomorrow, when they were plaguing all of Egypt on that day? How come he didn't say today? How come he didn't give it the expiration date of right now? So sometimes we listen more to what the opinions of man say, and they say it's going to be 10 days. They say it's going to be 5 months. They say it's going to be a year. Well, what does God say? You have authority in your mouth to decree and declare a thing, and it will be established for you, and light will come. So we must take authority over our situation, over our circumstances, and give it an expiration date.
That's right. So you know a target. One thing I do. See, this is it. Paul says one thing, not three things. One thing I do. I forget those things that are where? Behind me. And I now set my attention, my strength, my everything towards the mark. So he has a mark. He and some things he set aside. They expired. You don't carry them. You don't tug along with those things. They expired. And now you are to have your mind set and your goal is fixed. You have to have those fixed goals and your focus your attention and that goal that is ahead of you. Mm-hmm. And that's how you make your day count every day. Mm-hmm. We can be doing 100 things. You know, I says here, we can chase 2 rabbits at the same time. You're going to lose both of them.
Mm-hmm.
You can't run after 2 rabbits at the same time. Because one go west, one go east. Or you can get them. If you choose to go west, the one that is going east, gone.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so you're going to stop and you won't get none.
None, yeah.
Yeah. So we got to quit going after so many things and set our eyes. Let it fix on the target and the goal that God has given you. This is the 5th month. We are already in the 5th month. We're going to come to the 6th month quickly, off of the year. And we must accomplish things that God has created us to accomplish. Mm-hmm. God has created us to accomplish things where? In the earth realm. And he's given us time and season to do that.
Do that. When the women came seeking Jesus at the tomb where they had laid his body, it says in Luke chapter 24, verse 5, then as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, why do you seek the living among the dead? So we must learn how to separate the living from the dead as we do practically in the earth realm. We don't keep the dead amongst the living. There's a place designated unto them as they return back to the dust and their spirit goes on to the living God for those who are in Christ and they receive their glorified body. Mm. So it's the same thing with the things that we are experiencing in the earth realm. We must separate those things leading from death and from those things that are leading on to life and life more abundantly. We have to do that. There must be a separation. There must be a sanctification of our bodies, of our minds. And in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14, it says, blood of Jesus, cleanse my conscience from dead works in order to serve the living God. So we have to cleanse also our conscience from those dead works that continue to plague us. All the woulda, coulda, shoulda, regrets and shame. We have to apply the blood of Jesus to cleanse our conscience so that those things are no longer our portion. They're no longer our meditation. And then we can move forward into what God has for us. So Pastor Beckford's been doing a teaching at Celebration Tabernacle Church about the spirit of reconciliation. It falls under the topic for the month of April, if I die before I wake.
Yes.
So last week's teaching had to do with the spirit of reconciliation. We will not be able to serve one another until first we're reconciled unto Christ and then we're reconciled unto one another and we share the heart of God for all of humanity. So 2 Corinthians chapter 5, starting in verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
Right.
Old things have passed away.
Yes.
Behold, all things become new. So when you think of passed away, we say that if people, they die, we say that they've passed away. But there's also a passing when we cross a certain threshold and we move forward into the next dimension, into the next season of our life. So if old things have passed away, if old things are behind us, then we can freely focus on what's ahead, moving forward. All things are becoming new as we leave behind the old. Verse 18, now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Verse 20, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. And then when you go into chapter 6, verse 1, we then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. So the very grace, the very mercy that we have received through the Lord Jesus Christ, we are then to extend that onto others. If we have an offense or if we have a disagreement with others, we're to extend onto them the same mercy and the same grace that we have received unto God. Because when Jesus went to the cross, he went to the cross for all. He didn't just go to the cross for those who are saved. He went to the cross for those who are being saved and those who will be saved, because it was prior to any of our lifetime. So even when we were in the midst of our mess, the reconciliation was already made through Jesus Christ on the cross. Before we were even born, before we even committed the worst of the worst of what we consider, even though with God there is no category of sin. All sin is just sin. But in our human reasoning, we try to categorize our sin from, you know, minor to major. But with God, all sin is sin. So Jesus already went to the cross. He already was the final atonement to bring reconciliation so that we could be in right standing. We could be in right relationship with God, and we could fulfill everything that he sent us in the earth to do without all the obstacles, without that veil of the temple that was torn from the top unto the bottom, that thing that separated it. A people from the presence of God in the most holy of holies.
It's the key to living a life of fulfillment is to let go of old ways, mm-hmm. bad habits, mm-hmm. let go of hurts, let go of the pain of hurts and disappointment. Mm-hmm. Any man, any woman in Christ Jesus is a what? New creature, mm-hmm. new creation. Old things, old ways have passed. And everything is becoming what? New. Because now we possess the mind of Christ. Okay. And the mind of Christ is the mind of love. Mm-hmm. The mind of forgiveness. We cannot be in Christ Jesus and do not have his mind. Mm-hmm. That's why Jesus says to Nicodemus, you must be what? Born again. Born again. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Therefore, you're born one time already and comes out of your mother's womb by the flesh. But there is a second birth where you are to be born by the Spirit, where you are made new and you made alive unto God. And once we become alive unto God, we possess the spirit of reconciliation. We're going to reconcile all to God and then reconcile unto man. And we're going to dig into this spirit of reconciliation. And you only possess the spirit of reconciliation by being what? Born again. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because otherwise it sounds as foolishness.
Yeah.
The world standard is the get back. Whatever they do unto you, do back to them.
Yeah.
That's the world standard. But it's not so with God because of the spirit of reconciliation. That's why in Romans chapter 12, verse 21, it says, do not overcome evil with evil, but overcome evil with good. And we have the power to do that through the spirit of reconciliation. If it wasn't for the spirit of reconciliation, we wouldn't be able to do that. We would want to overcome evil with evil.
Evil.
Anybody did evil, we want to do evil back 10 times more. But because of the spirit of reconciliation, we have the peace, we have the power to operate in good, even when evil surfaces all around us. We want to invite you to Celebration Tabernacle to celebrate Mother's Day with us on this Sunday coming up, May 9th at 10 o'clock. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard. There's going to be some great gifts and giveaways for the women. So come on out and celebrate Mother's Day with us on this Sunday, May 9th at 10 a.m., 1010 Dixon Boulevard. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Tell of your love. I see the heavens proclaiming you.